Good morning, my friends. We're reading from Kenneth E. Hagin's Faith Food Devotions for January 30th. And I wanted to let you know that you can follow along and read each one of these devotions as I read them aloud. And as the Bible says, out of the mouth of two witnesses, it shall be established. The first witness is with your eyes, and the second is when you hear me reading the words, the two witnesses. And you can go to rhema.org, rhema.org, and there's a spot you can click on, and it has faith food devotions and health food devotions. And you can read along or read at your own pace. Today's message is entitled, His Battle. The related scripture is 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 15. His battle. Be not afraid nor dismayed, for the battle is not yours, but God's. I believe the greater one lives in us if we're born again. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. I believe Jesus is greater than the devil. I know the Word of God says that. Therefore, I must act like it's true. That's when it becomes a reality. And that's when the greater one goes to work for me. If I go to pieces and act like I'm trying to fight the battle, the greater one is not fighting it. And then I'm not taking advantage of the greater one and what he has already done for me. So I don't try to figure out the situation. I just lie down, go to sleep, no matter what is going on. During the years I pastored, almost every church the Lord sent me to was a church that had trouble. One church in particular, no one wanted to pastor. God dealt with me before they contacted me, so I took it. But I didn't have any trouble. I rolled that church and its problems over on the greater one. I would say to the people, I'm not going to bother about that. I meant I wasn't going to worry. Even if the deacons had a fist fight in the churchyard, I would have just let them fight, and afterwards I would have gone and prayed with them and got them lined up so that we could go on with God. That's a pretty good theory. Confession. I refuse to battle. The battle is not mine, but God's. He is the greater one, and I have put him to work in my behalf. By knowing his word and acting like it's true. Pretty good advice. Know his word and act like it's true. Amen.